Welcome to the FWAT Show on the Coil Entertainment Network. I'm Rob Steele. That's Jesus Jones in the background. And yes, I said on the last show it would be 2 weeks before I did another one. And I'm wrong. I'll be the first to admit that. And you've probably noticed, yes, I am wrong, because, Rob, it's been 3 days since you did a show. You know what? I'm going to get back to the way this show was intended to be. Now, that's not the 3 shows a week I used to do, because, frankly, I don't have the time for it. But when enough stuff builds up and boils over, that's when it's time to do a show. And this show is going to be the Monday afternoon quarterback edition because, you know, it's not Monday morning anymore. So afternoon it is. And yeah, it's a sports edition, but it's not really about the sports themselves. Well, okay, one of them is, but most of them aren't. We now have new and quite damning reasons to impeach Donald Trump. I'll get to those in just a minute. I'm going to start with the NBA, where the Golden State Warriors are your reigning NBA champions. What does this have to do with Donald Trump? Glad you asked. When a championship team wins their championship, they're invited to the White House to meet the president. That is a long-standing tradition in sports in the United States. Now, Golden State star, who am I kidding, the god of this team, Stephen Curry, says he doesn't want to go. He doesn't like Trump, doesn't believe in anything he believes in. Well, except maybe like, you know, gravity and basics. But as far as politics go, no. He doesn't want to go. So, Trump had a whiny little hissy fit and in, of course, a tweet, rescinded his offer. Apparently not just to Stephen Curry, but the entire team. Remember, this is Yosemite Sam we're talking about here, so going to the White House is considered a great honor for a championship team. Stephen Curry is hesitating, therefore invitation is withdrawn. Those pesky varmints, and where do we have a Golden State and why don't I own it yet? I'm sure that's what he was thinking. Anyway, really? Now, this has spawned several responses from a number of people, including two of the all-time greats in the NBA, one being that Mikey guy had the shoes. Jordan, there we go, Mikey Jordan. He told the Charlotte Observer, quote, "One of the fundamental rights this country is founded on was freedom of speech, and we have a long tradition of nonviolent, peaceful protest. Those who exercise the right to peacefully protest themselves should not be demonized or ostracized." No, he didn't mention Trump by name, specifically. Did he have to? I must admit, though, while I do prefer Michael Jordan the player, I'm starting to like LeBron James the person better, because LeBron responded to Donald Trump's tweet with one of his own. LeBron said, "It was an honor to go to the White House until you showed up." Burn? Loved it. And appropriate. But it's not just the NBA that Donnie Trump is picking a fight with. No, Donnie's also picking a fight with the NFL because of Colin Kaepernick, who is, you know, not one of the all-time greats, but he's a fairly good quarterback, hell of a lot better than I am, and I mean no offense to you, but probably a hell of a lot better than you are, too. I don't know that there's very many NFL quarterbacks that are listening to this show. So Colin Kaepernick takes a knee because there's a lot of on-black violence that still occurs in the United States. He's protesting it. Well, Donnie won't stand for this. I think that's an odd phrase. I'm wondering if Donnie's taking a knee on the... Anyway, not the point. He says that any player who kneels for the national anthem should be fired. Really? Are you absolutely sure about this? Because there is this whole First Amendment rights thing that says they're allowed to take a knee. Of course, Donnie doesn't see it that way. He said, of course, in a tweet, "If an NFL player wants the privilege of making millions of dollars in the NFL or other leagues, he or she should not be allowed to disrespect our great American flag or country and should stand for the national anthem. If not, you're fired. Find something else to do." This came from our president of the United States, the one who said he could defeat ISIS in 30 days. And it's how many hundreds of days late? A bit more than 30. Hello? No, he's decided to attack the NFL and the NBA because our president is clue-free, certifiably. He doesn't know what the hell's going on around him. Did you not see the speech he made at Fort Myers, Florida last week in the aftermath of Hurricane Irma? He said, "I just want to thank everybody, the first responders, on behalf of myself, our vice president. Melania really wanted to be with us so she could express her gratitude. She's standing next to him. She wanted to be here, but she can't because she's standing next to him." You know who could have seen that? Stevie Wonder. And you know what Stevie Wonder did? He took a knee at his recent concert during the national anthem because he's standing with Colin Kaepernick. You know who else is? The entire Ravens and Jaguars teams took a knee during the national anthem to stand with Colin Kaepernick. The guy who sang the national anthem at the Falcons-Lions game, he sang it from his knee. Now, the Cowboys, they didn't because their owner, Jerry Jones, is fairly clueless. But someday, someone's going to have to tell him that there are black players on the team. That'll be a very interesting day. But things people don't remember. I mentioned this a few shows back. Until 2009, which wasn't that long ago, all of the players were in the locker room during the national anthem. Were they standing, saluting, sitting? I'm sure some of them were in a bathtub. And did you complain when you did not see Roger Staubach on the sideline? Terry Bradshaw? Joe Montana? No, you didn't say a damn thing. If Colin Kaepernick wants to show solidarity, I'm all in favor of that. That is what the country was built on. Now, let's go back to one of Donald's tweets about this, because this is the impeachment part. He said on September 24th, that's yesterday, if NFL fans refuse to go to games until players stop disrespecting our flag and country, you will see change take place fast, fire or suspend, which means he doesn't want Colin Kaepernick or anyone else taking a knee during the national anthem. The problem with this is it's violating U.S. Code 227. There's an 18 in there somewhere. I don't know where it goes. There's a little squiggly mark that, quite frankly, I don't know how to pronounce. It's an 8 with an extra loop. I don't know what that means. I can still look up the law. The title of this section is Wrongfully Influencing a Private Entity's Employment Decisions by a Member of Congress or an Officer or Employee of the Legislative or Executive Branch. That executive branch would be Donald J. Trump. It reads, whoever, being a covered government person with the intent to influence solely on the basis of partisan political affiliation, an employment decision or employment practice of any private entity shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for not more than 15 years or both, and may be disqualified from holding any office of honor, trust, or profit in the United States. So what Donald Trump just did was gave us a perfect excuse to get this fuckhead out of our office. That's right, our office. We, the people, make up the United States. He doesn't represent all of us. Hopefully the people in other countries who are listening to the show understand that. And and another thing real quick. Donald Trump, talking about respecting the flag and respecting the military who defend the flag, he didn't seem to respect it all that much when he had those 5 military deferments to prevent him from going to serve in our army. You remember those? Yeah, I don't think he does. While we're at it, I just want to throw this out because, hey, we're talking about, you know, football briefly. Kind of. Would somebody please move the Chargers back to San Diego? Yeah, this is the one story that is actually about the sport. Move the Chargers back to San Diego because that's the only way they're going to fill a stadium. They can't do it in LA. Unless, of course, Trump shows up and proclaims the stadium bigly fuller than any other NFL game ever. I mean, seriously, am I the only one who remembers the reasons that the Rams and the Raiders left LA in the first place? It's because no one came to the games. Oh, by the way, this just in. Your NCAA champion, UNC Tar Heels? Yeah, they said they don't want to go to the White House either. If you have any comments or questions about the show, go to the website, thefwattshow.com. You can click on the buttons for Facebook and Twitter, both of which go straight to me, or you can email me at rob@thefwattshow.com. And you know what? While you're at that website, go ahead and subscribe to the show on iTunes or through the Google Play Store or any of the other buttons there, and visit the shop. Pick up a Fwatt Show hat or a t-shirt or something, because they're nice and they're comfortable. You can even get a color-changing coffee mug, because someone made a deal with me and said, hey, we sell those with your logo. I said, sure, so I'd like you to buy one, because they're back stocked in the warehouse. But there are more of those than there are fans at San Diego Charger games, which is pathetic. But then again, so's the guy in office. Now, like I said, this show is going to show up again when I have enough stuff to fill a show, and I think I filled enough of this show as it is. So until next time, we return you to your regularly scheduled lives, and this is an irregularly scheduled program, because we needed one. Have a good week, everybody. I'll see you next time I'm here.